Blessed power of thanksgiving. Activating the blessed power of thanksgiving. Tell somebody by your side, activating the blessed power of thanksgiving. Tell another person, activating the blessed power of thanksgiving. Anyone ready to get touched today? Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. All this is for your benefit. Now, when the scripture talks about all this, at first, I was thinking that that first word, all, is talking about is being qualified by something that is plurated, that is plural. Like I had expected, all these. But what God is talking about are not multitude or countless number of things. What God is talking about is dimensions and diversifications of a particular thing. All this river, all this book, not all these books. Now, what is that this? It talks about life. Because once you have life, you have marriage. Once you have life, there is hope to give birth. Once you have life, there is hope to have money. So the life you live is for your benefit. That you move from grace to grace. Why? So that thanksgiving will overflow from this mouth. So that praise, you will overflow in thanksgiving. And then praise. Oftentimes we keep thinking of things God has not done. We keep measuring on, you know, all the things, all the unanswered prayers. Prayers he has not answered. Yokes he has not broken. Things we've not seen. But let me tell you, as you are seated and you are listening to me, no matter how much it seems your prayer is unanswered, God has answered majority part of your prayers. Somebody is saying, how? Life is 90%. Let me use the word 90. It should be 99. Life is 90% of everything you'll ever need. Because if they give you $10 billion, and you don't have money, it is useless. If they give you $3 trillion, if they bring a man that God packaged from heaven that has never come to the earth, a man that will love you and cherish you, and it is your corpse, it won't be your corpse in Jesus' name. It is that person's corpse. If they give you twins, beautiful kids, and then the person is dead. So life, waking up today, God has answered 90% of your prayers. So by waking up only, thanksgiving should go to God. Just waking up. Now when you wake up and then you feel you are sick, that feeling of being sick is a thanksgiving. Because it is only the living that can feel that he or she is sick. If you wake up and feel there is no money, that feeling of there is no money is a thanksgiving. Because it is only someone that is alive that can feel that there is no money. Look at what happens. Pull back that scripture, sir. Pull back that scripture, sir. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause, there is grace that is reaching us, may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Look at what happens when you thank God, when you position your life in such a way that your life brings thanksgiving to God. Glory overflows to God. When glory overflows to God, your life becomes glorious. Let me explain it. Have you ever seen a tap? Of course, all of us have seen tap water. People that come to fetch the water, they put bucket and then they on the tap, and then water fills the bucket. That place where that tap is, the location of that tap, is it always wet? Is it possible that that tap will be there and be distributing water and will be dry? Church, answer me. Glory overflows from our tongues and our lives to God in thanksgiving, thereby making our life glorious. So every thanksgiver is entitled to the gloriousness of God. And glory is the cure of shame. Glory is the destroyer of shame. Glory is the destroyer of all manner of life's frustrations. Wherever glory is, there is no delay. Somebody say, I hear. You didn't say it loud. Somebody say, I hear. Let me hear you three times. Now, please sit down. So over time, we keep thinking, this year, what have I really achieved? You know, nothing. I didn't buy land. Didn't buy a car. I didn't even get married. Nothing to show for it. Who told you nothing to show for it? Touch yourself. Pinch yourself. If you don't pinch yourself hard, I will locate you. And when I locate you, you are in trouble. Pinch. Look at that sister. That beautiful woman. I say pinch yourself. She's doing like this. I didn't say makeup. I say pinch yourself. The one by yourself. Oh yeah, pinch. Can you feel your hand? Can you feel your hand? Is it possible you can feel your hand? Eh? That one is testimony. That testimony is more important than any other testimony. That one is testimony. It's enough testimony. If God decides to do any other thing this Christmas, glory to his name. If he doesn't, he has done more than enough. Somebody say, I hear. Yes, you didn't say it loud. Yes, he has done more than enough. If someone is mad and still alive, there is hope for healing. If someone has not put to bed and is still alive, there is hope. If someone is broke and is still alive, there is hope. If you go to the other side, people living there, a lot of them are saying, take all the money in the world, just give me life. Because life is more precious than money. When you understand it, My grandmom was in the hospital, so they called me that she was about to pass, and then she demanded to see me. She was just calling everyone. It was a sign she was about to pass sometime this year. So I drove to the hospital. I had an appointment that day, but I had to cancel it. So when I came to the hospital, and then immediately she saw me, she was on oxygen. Somebody that, you know, she hugged me, and you know, she wasn't talking, but she could recognize me. The doctors were trying to say, you are hugging her too much. I said, I'm not even hugging her. It is her hands holding me. It was emotional anyway. So when I left there, I was told she has been in oxygen, of course, The sons are very much well to do. But I decided, I saw her spirit leave. So I said, I want to pay for the oxygen. So they said, okay. I was thinking it is a child's play. So I landed. I said, okay, so person, oxygen. They said, okay, let us calculate it. Hours. 1, 2. And by the time they called the figure, you know, there is something you want to do. They now call the figure and you tell the person, Kanjebia. I now said, wow. That one is artificial oxygen. This is what you wake up in the morning and start breathing. Without auto, no auto. You just woke up this morning and then the oxygen of heaven is already, O2 is already fixed, and then we are taking it free of charge. Who works in the hospital or who knows how much an oxygen costs by 1 hour or 1 day? 8,000 one day. Okay. 8,000 a day. Thank you, sister. Some hospitals are even costlier. Because even the one I went to, if it is 8,000, I won't be complaining. But let's go with the benchmark of 8,000. Can I have a phone that has calculator? Jesus, that hospital is terrible. She said there is one hospital per hour is 3.5. I think that's the kind of thing I even encountered. Per hour, 3.5. Let's go by 8,000 per day. 8,000 per day. How many days do we have in a year? 365 days. Let me not call a lady to give us answer, because some ladies here, they are 33 in real life, but on Facebook they are 17. $8,000 by 365 is what? Brother, how old are you? Just tell me. 27 times 27. Please call it. Can you pay that? And then you know what we are taking is artificial oxygen. So the real oxygen should be 10 times or 100 times costlier than this. If you woke up today and they say to breathe for 1 hour is 8,000, do you think we can pay? How long do you think you can live? Some of us, Gary with the second down morale. No, second day is too far. Some of us would have died that same day. They just give birth to us. You breathe the first minute, they pay 8,000. Your parents are gone. Your parents are gone. This is what we are enjoying without payment. Yes, sir. Not paying one kobo. Imagine the tumorage your breath has accumulated. Quality air, filtered air. This, when you start taking this kind of oxygen in the hospital, you are already dying. This kind of oxygen we are taking is a sign that we are living. This one has more quality. It doesn't collect a cup from us. He deserves our thanksgiving. Are there things you are expecting? Are you in the mortuary expecting it? Are you alive expecting it? For the fact you are alive, it is a testimony. You are not married yet, it is a testimony. It is a testimony that you are even believing to marry, because it is only the living that can marry. So oftentimes we are engulfed and discouraged by what we are going through, and things we have not seen, things we are expecting. Our expectations are too loud. This Christmas, a lot of things are going to be happening. People will be on speed. People will come back from Malaysia, Asia, and then put people, by January, February, people's vision will be to travel abroad. Young men, there is nothing else you'll be saying if not to travel abroad. Before you travel abroad, ensure you seek the will of God. Apple does not grow in every land. There are certain grounds that receive apple and then causes it to become productive. Apple does not grow in Enugu State. Palm tree cannot thrive well in the US. There is earth for every kind of tree. Every land is not your land. It may favor Brother Frank, it may not favor you. Seek divine direction. There was famine in the land, and Isaac got frustrated. He said, let me move to the US of their time. Let me relocate. God says, stay in this land. So, plant. This is the place of your fruitfulness. This Christmas, a lot of ladies will impress people with designer's bags, designer's hair, designer's watch, all manner of things. People will come in with cars, showing vanity. Vanity. Robbing. They will want to tell you how much of a cream they rub. The cream I use is 50K on a vanity body. Let that body just stop breathing. Just stop breathing for 7 days. Only seven. 7 days is too much. You will see how of a vanity the body is. Now, do you know what makes this body to start smelling? The breath. Once it is taken away, every other thing we have is nothing. Which means there is nothing a man that has that is something when life is taken away. So that should be the core of your thanksgiving. You know, if somebody comes and says, I have a testimony. And then you say, what's your testimony? People of God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God praise. I want to thank God that I slept today, woke up. I slept yesterday, woke up. For the last 1 week, I've been waking up. People will say, that is my testimony. Then you see people murmuring in the congregation. That is the major testimony. You know, we travel to Onitsha and come back without any problem. We don't give God thanksgiving. The day we have accident and our leg break. In fact, we've not started walking well. We are still coming with crutches. Brethren, I nearly died though. That's when we give him thanks. You've traveled all through the year for more than 50 times. Nothing happened. The day the car somersaulted. For God to show you that the road is not easy. That's when you now come to give him thanks. Why do we always do that? A young man came, just along top line, came out to talk with his friend. Was not by the road. Just stood far from the car, by the pedestrian side.
And a man pushing keke na pep. A man pushing keke. Not that the keke. Pushing his keke that spoiled. Thus the keke left his hand. And this man was like this. The keke just hit the man a little. He fell into the gutter. And then came up. And warned the keke person. And said, go. In the night he started complaining of his heart. He drove himself to the hospital. And then died in the hospital. Do you think that same night? Do you think coming here is easy? There is this eye that has watched you. When you take it for granted, it pains his heart. There is every reason to thank him. Life is enough reason. Lord, if you've not done any other thing, if you take me from now to December 31st, that's all I will need. Because I know when God is keeping me alive, if he doesn't have anything in mind, he won't keep me alive. So for the fact I am alive shows that the one that gave me the oxygen has a plan. You didn't hear it. Life alone shows God has a plan. That's why he said there is hope for a living dog than a dead lion. Once you are alive, the one that gave you oxygen is getting something ready for you. Some enjoyment. And when it is time to come for Thanksgiving, people are asked, let us thank God. Let us come for Thanksgiving. Few people come to the altar. Few. Warfare prayers, everybody run. This one is superior to this. My worship, all of my worship, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You are holy. For no one can worship you from me. You are worthy. For no one can worship you for me. As long as I am breathing, as long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, Lord. Receive my worship. Somebody say, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. I will not be silent.
Somebody say,
I will always worship you. Receive my worship, all of my worship.
Somebody say, receive my worship. All of my worship.
I will not be silent. I will always worship you.
Hey.
As long as I am breathing,
somebody say,
I will always worship.
Receive my worship. All of my worship. All of my worship.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Be seated.
Psalms 103 and verse 1. Psalms 103 and verse 1 to God will help us to see if I can get to verse, the place I'm able to get. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Give it to me, King James, all my innermost being. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who healed thee from all your diseases, who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins. Imagine God dealing with us for the sins we have committed. Even the one standing here will not be alive. Imagine God saying, because of your sin, no oxygen for you. Who do you think will be alive today? Do you think you will be alive? Who will be alive? Because of the offenses you committed, because of the things you've done, nothing for you. But he has preserved us despite the things we did. The
The Bible shows us David's secret. When the Bible calls David a man after God's own heart, there is something that David was doing. If you master this, your life changes. This is David's secret. It is found in Psalm 119 and verse 64. Psalm 119 and verse 64. David's secret. Psalm 109 and verse 64. Lord,
so I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cleave to the old rugged cross and exchange his Sunday for a crown. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cleave to the old rugged cross and exchange his Sunday for a crown. To my trophies at last I lay down. Get me that scripture. Seven times do I praise you daily, O Lord. David was praising God seven times in a day. That was David's secret. That was David's secret. He was giving God Psalm 119 verse 64. Pull it back again. Let me see if that is... And exchange is Sunday. Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 verse 164. 119 verse 164. 119 verse 164. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of your righteous judgment. David was giving God praise seven times in a day. Seven times every day. No wonder he became the psalmist. So praise became the attitude of his life. That's why he didn't lose one single battle all the days of his life. He came back one day, and then everybody in the land had been taken. The land was plundered. He wasn't in a haste to go recover all the things. He began worship. He got an ephod and an earphone and then started worshiping God in the beauty of his holiness. Someone that the wives were taken, the children were taken, the whole land plundered. He didn't bother. First of all, he took worship to God, raised praise to the God of all flesh. And then something miraculously happened. As a result of this lifestyle of praise and worship and thanksgiving, God made a covenant with David to always beat down his enemies before his face. Psalms chapter 89 and verse 23. Psalms 89 and verse 23. Because of this covenant God made with David, because of this praise, lifestyle of praise, God made a covenant with David. He said, I will always beat down your foes. Give it to me, that scripture. And I will beat down his foes.
before his face and plague them that hate him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. I will beat down his foes before his face. So now, when our worship and praise and thanksgiving goes up, leave the battle to God. The battle is no more yours. It is still yours when you are praying about them. Give God praise concerning it. That's the secret of handing the battle over to God. Yes. You want to hand over the baton over to God. The baton of your battle, just raise praise and thanksgiving. Look around your life. There are reasons to bless him. Lord, even if you choose not to do any other thing this year, I am grateful. I am eternally grateful for the ones you've done. Blessed be your name for the life you gave me. Thank you for preserving my life. 2006, January 1, we went for a program in Iwobi and we are coming back. Our car somersaulted several times. My wife was in that car. She was our prayer team leader then, or one of the members of the prayer team. And my head went through the glass. The car was on my brother's, my immediate elder brother. The car fell and was on his chest. They had to take up the car to bring him out. And he was pouring blood. My wife couldn't move any part of her body. She was literally paralyzed. And I raised praise to God. I said, what is this? Why is this happening to me? And then as I started singing praise to God, by the time we got to UNTH, of course a car had gone before us to go and alarm the people that the case coming is a very critical one. We were critical. But as I started singing that praise, the bus that took us was a new bus. The bus doesn't even, as at that time, didn't have a seat. People sat on the bench. It was only myself and the driver at the front that sat in on a seat. So it was a brand new bus that had not been registered that they used to carry us. But from that place, they took the bus to for scrap. Crushed. We started praising the Lord. By the time we got to the hospital, they came in with stretch. Many nurses, and then we started coming down from the car one after the other. The car they took us with. The highest thing that we were given was anagen. They said, should in case they are in pain. They were now asking, who had the accident? Said, these ones. Don't give that kind of alarm next time, because we abandon everything we are doing to come. These people can take themselves into the hospital. They didn't know what happened. In the course of that worship, this one that couldn't move her body started moving her body. Now, do you know what happened? I am testifying of this because I saw this one happen. What of the ones I've not seen? Do you know how many times Satan came to kill me? God didn't even allow me to see it. He didn't allow us. Do you know several times that our life would have ended just like that? Do you know the attacks in day out we are having, sufferings and struggles? Do you know witches that didn't sleep for you to die? Do you know people that had wished for you to go mad? There is this all-seeing eye. You are here, you are saying, okay, I don't have enemies. Who told you that? That office you are occupying is somebody's headache. Somebody say, every time, just a small, this thing you posted is not right.
You are saying grace no matter what you have done, even if you are on top of a woman and the rapture calls, that you go to heaven. I just sent to the person, no, this is not what the Bible teaches on a Facebook. He said, why not send it to my inbox? I said, no, you posted this in the open, so we need to make the correction in the open. And then he collected my number. He said, I've been looking for a way to deal with you. Now you fell into my trap. I said, do we know? I don't know you. Do we know? He said, I know you. You think he's in pastoring big church. And then you are doing three services. I said, wow. You even know down to this detail. I don't know you, sir. Who are you? He said, I will beat the hell out of you anywhere I meet you. I said, glory to Jesus. You will never meet me. Because if I meet you first, I will disappear. Because I see the height of the person threatening me. Man, no book on my chiashi measure on the chiashi measure. Amen. Umpune, if you must make him bad also. If you see animosity, if you see anger, I say, wow. This is a very simple friendly talk. You say, what friendly talk? There are people in one corner that your success is annoying. Just as you drive your car and pass, there are people that do like they are washing clothes. And the worst of them are those that tell you, nah. But their heart. Do you know where a lot of them have gone to stop you? But after that, you walk and pass. You think you are doing it by your strength. You are even doing that in the place of business. From time to time, you lie. From time to time, as even a young man, you sleep with a woman. But his unfailing love is still there. You are unfaithful. He is faithful. From time to time, you do one thing or the other. He looks down. He doesn't withdraw his mercy and his grace. If God should turn away his eyes from you in 1 second, you will not only die, you will decay under 1 second. But it is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. By his mercy that we are not consumed. Some years ago, I went to bed. Coming out, I saw 3 ladies on uniform hanging in the air. I was talking to them. They were telling me, you have 2 weeks to die. I said, there is nothing you can do. In that anger, as I was talking, my father didn't see them. I was here. They were here. My father was here. Saw the son talking and pointing. Wanted to run to me. Ran through that wall. Immediately, he didn't see them. Coming to me with speed. Hit these people fair. Foam began to come out of his mouth. He started foaming immediately. Was checking. And then at a point, he became lifeless. I had to rush him. In holy anger, I hit him. I said, come back to life. These are the people talking to me, pointing at me, but they could do nothing. Look at what their rage did. There are battles everywhere. Aya, Mayono, Mayiro. Battles. That little car you bought and you are fueling it, there are those that are angry. A family, generator foam. Where they have been keeping the generator? Where they have been keeping it? Just that day, there is this air that kept coming. And then the tarpaulin that they used to bring down anytime it is raining. Wind took it and then brought it down. And then the smoke was just in that corridor. All of that. And then started going through the window. 7 of them dead. 7 dead. There are things that happen, you know, they are not normal. Why is it that one person, there is no smoke that will not allow one person to cough? Why is it that one person didn't cough and wake up? 7 of them died.
Do you know how God has preserved us? It is money we are looking for. We should be grateful. If God chooses not, if God does not do any other thing this year, if he carries me as I'm alive, and then let him add it health, and he carries me into 1st of January 2020, I am grateful. Stand to your feet wherever you are.
Is because you are holy. You are here. How holy do you think you are? You think it's because you are tall? This eye that is wearing Gucci eyeglasses, if you know what happens to it, just 24 hours after it closes in the grave, this body, not far from now, just perhaps 15 naira transport to the morgue, you will see different shape of women lying down without life. Those ones, if you give them Brazilian hair, they won't thank you. Give them job in the oil company, they won't thank you. Give them Rolls Royce, they will not thank you. Anything you give them, bring children to them as they carry children, they won't thank you. What matters is not those things you go after. Is your life not worth more than these? Jesus asked. For the life he has given us, thank you. That I went to a birth and came back is a testimony. Some of us were in the flight for several hours. Sometime in June, I was in the flight for several hours to a nation. Several hours. And then 36,000 feet. Even international flight is more. 40-something thousand feet above the sea level when we are there, and then it landed, and then when it was time to come back, I came back, and then I just checked my life. Imagine what he has done. And think of, had a touch of the faithfulness of God, thus far he brought us, his goodness, his mercies, his loving kindness in our lives. That my son that used to take photograph like this in church, 30 years, where is he? He's gone. He had visions. One of them is to get married. He didn't marry. In fact, by the time he died, he had a car. When he was dying, he didn't say, that my car. His phone, nowhere to be found. Nothing. When you close your eyes here, nothing else matters. So why not thank God for what matters, which is your life? From the pages, let my worship begin and never end to the God of all flesh. From the pages of my heart, let my worship begin and never end to the God of all flesh. From the pages of my heart, let my worship begin and never end to the God of all flesh. We'll be right back.